Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Yeah, it pays to have good credit.
You would always want to be on the side of having good credit.
Do you think it pays to have good credit?
Welcome to the It Pays to Have Good Credit podcast, where we talk about credit scores, business, finances, and take calls to answer all questions related to those topics. To call in, call 225-243-9700 and press option 1 to join in.
What's going on, everyone that's listening to this episode here? We're going to talk about, and I've said this plenty of times, but getting back to it, we're going to talk about something in this episode, I guess, that really makes me, as somebody who's in the credit repair industry or just the credit industry in general, it kind of makes me cringe a little bit, you know. So my whole mission here at Sturgis Credit Repair, or, you know, some of our fans or listeners to the It Pays to Have Good Credit podcast, our mission is to help people improve their credit scores or build and establish credit scores so that they can get ahead and, you know, better their lifestyles. Now, that doesn't mean finance your lifestyle and get in bad debt, which is going to ruin your life or your lifestyle. You know, we kind of help people build and establish credit scores so that maybe they can get a head start in purchasing their first home, which is usually most people's biggest form of wealth. You know, your network that's built into your equity of your home. You know, a lot of people have more equity in their home than they do in their savings account or their bank account, or just, you know, cash flow in general. You know, so a lot of people today can sell their home, even with a mortgage, you know, attached to it, and get cut back a check that's worth more than what their entire assets are worth, you know, their bank accounts, their job income, and things like that. So getting back to it, we are in the It Pays to Have Good Credit It Pays to Have Good Credit Facebook group. And usually some people post almost every other day in here. Lately, we have been getting a ton of engagement and members who have been requesting to join the group. So I want to thank some of y'all who are listening to this podcast. Thank y'all so much for joining. You know, we're trying to get hopefully one day have thousands of consumers who are in this Facebook group here, and people that we can help answer some of their questions. But this person here, and a lot of people select the button that says hide my identity, or the anonymous member, you know, status to where it hides their profile picture and stuff like that. I really appreciate y'all who do that. That way, if I do choose to screenshot one of these posts just to talk about it in the next episode, I don't have to go out and crop your name out or put some type of filter over your profile picture and block out your name and all of that stuff. So it does well. But let's look at this here. Let's listen to this. I used Affirm. Okay, that's first red flag, but just hear me out. I used Affirm to pay for a cruise next month and got approved. That's good. Affirm shows my credit at a 617. And I just applied for 2 credit cards, but got denied. One card says I have a 598, and the second card says I have a 530. This is all within the same hour. Could my credit scores drop this quickly just from the Affirm loan? looking for any recommendations on easy credit cards before next month. All right, y'all. Wow, this is going to be tough. This is going to be a situation that can backfire on you. Look, I get it. I need a vacation almost every month. I wish, you know, some days I get to work, clock in, and answer calls, make calls, reply to emails. Every now and then we get, you know, some crazy requests from people thinking we can fix their credit overnight and stuff like that. So look, I get the headaches, but if I can't afford to pay for a vacation, I'm just not going. You don't want to finance it because you can lose your job in 6 months. And guess what? That $800 a month loan or $500 a month loan is still going to hit you at the end of the day. Now, like I said, our mission at Sturgis Credit Repair, or the It Pays to Have Good Credit Facebook group or the podcast channel, our mission is to help you improve your lifestyle by establishing credit scores and using your credit to get a head start on achieving your long-term wealth. Now, this can be, you know, like I said, purchasing your first home financed, doing it correctly. You know, hopefully you put enough money down or finance it to where it's a smart decision for you. You're not going over your, you know, living outside of your means, I guess. If y'all are trying to invest in real estate, you know, rental properties, you know, hopefully you use credit as leverage and you can get a head start with real estate. You know, some people believe in buying it cash. Some people believe in financing it, using your credit to, you know, get cash flow moving in and then pay it off later and move to the next. Look, it's no right or wrong way. However, there is a safe and a risky way. You know, now that's only for you to determine. You know, if you want to do things less risky but it takes longer, yeah, go the cash route. If you want to take a risk and possibly you know, make things happen sooner, then yeah, use your credit to start a little sooner, which could be a risk. You know, you never know what can happen down the road, and you know, you make less income or the tenant stops paying and now you still got this loan and you go into bankruptcy and things like that. So look, I get that. Now, as far as financing a cruise, there is no right or wrong. It's just wrong. It's just, you don't do this. Okay, you can go on this cruise. That this is already saying you don't have enough funds to go if you have to finance it. Okay, for one. Two, if something happens to your job, okay, this loan is going to go into default. This is going to become a charge off. I see a firm on thousands of credit reports every single month. Okay, you do not want to finance a cruise. You know, this is not what we teach. We don't fix credit for people to get back in bad credit. We fix credit so people can use it to start a business. People can use it to put their family in a home. People can use credit to you know, build wealth and to real estate, rental properties and things like that. If you choose to go, you know, that route, or, you know, like I said, if you want to say you're not in this particular conversation. But no, we don't get clients to increase their credit scores just to go back to doing silly things, you know. You know, but who knows, maybe this secret person here has a plan, and well, no, it just still doesn't make sense. Even if it is to build credit history, this is just, a firm is probably charging him or her 30% interest just on this cruise. Okay, but let's get back to the main topic of this post here. It says, a firm says my credit score is a 617, and then I apply for two credit cards that they're trying to get for the cruise next month. They're trying to use their spending money for credit cards. Oh man, this is going to end badly. But the other card says she or he has a 598, and then another card says 530. Okay, two things with this. One, a firm may be using one out of the three credit bureaus. You have Equifax, Experian, and TransUnion. You know, a firm may be pulling their Equifax, and what if Equifax is a 617, but then Experian and TransUnion could be in the 500. So that's one reason why your credit scores are different from the Affirm approval that you got, and then when you got denied for the credit cards, you're in the 500s. Maybe whichever bureau that Affirm pulled is much higher than the bureau that the credit cards use, okay? Secondly, you have two different scoring systems. A firm may have used your Vantage score, which may be higher, and then the credit cards may have used a FICO scoring system, which is ranked differently. Outside of that, there's multiple models of FICO. You know, you got FICO 2, FICO 8, FICO 10, FICO 6, FICO, it's just numbers everywhere. You know, each FICO scoring system ranks your score differently. So a firm is a personal loan. A personal loan may and can use a different scoring system than the FICO scoring system that is for credit card applications. So that's why your scores are going to be different. No, your credit did not drop 100 points within the same hour because you got approved for this Affirm loan. That loan isn't even on your credit report yet. So if you look at some of the comments here, a lot of people are pretty positive about this, and even myself, I was very positive on this situation here. But then you see some comments like, you know, yikes, using Affirm for a vacation, because this person here knows that this is just a walking death trap waiting to happen here. But guys, listen, you know, this podcast platform isn't to bash anyone or talk down on anyone's question. I encourage you to post to the It Pays to Have Good Credit Facebook group and ask questions like this. Now, sometimes the truth hurts. I'm not going to sugarcoat things and tell you something that's not true just because you're posting in our, you know, Facebook platform. You know, the reason why we help people is because we tell them the truth. So, like I said, this person did get approved for the Affirm loan. Hopefully, after seeing some of the comments, or maybe they're listening, who knows, maybe they did not go forward with the application or with the approval, and they did not get in debt for a cruise ship. Or since they got denied for the credit cards, maybe that was a sign and they said, nah, I can't go on this cruise because I didn't get approved for the credit cards to use for my spending money. That is all for this episode. If you guys have any questions or concerns or anything in relates to this, definitely reach out to us at info@sturgiscreditrepair.com, or you can also join the It Pays to Have Good Credit group on Facebook. See you. If you use credit to improve your lifestyle and would like to share your story on the It Pays to Have Good Credit podcast, feel free to reach out to us at info@sturgiscreditrepair.com. Sturgis is spelled STIRGUS, creditrepair.com.